Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton. You just heard a piece called Days 4 and 5, composed by David Alderdice and performed with the Valley Youth Orchestra at their annual dinner concert a couple of weeks ago. The concert was titled Tapestry of America, and I had the chance to talk with Valley Youth Orchestra's director and conductor, Deborah Ten Naple, also known as Miss Debbie. And I also had the opportunity to interview some of the youth and the young composers at their rehearsal before the concert. Here's Miss Debbie talking about the program and Anwen Burgot, a youth musician who composed Eclipse, one of the three original pieces that were featured in the concert.
The idea came that we would feature American composers, and then I thought of the title, The Tapestry of Celebrating the Tapestry of American Composers. Because when I think of a tapestry, I think of all the details that are in it, just all the different colors and the way that it's put together that you would put on the wall. And that's what our American composers are. They're made up from people from all over our world and different styles and genres that they come up with, and it's just been kind of neat to piece that together. So if you come to this concert, you're going to hear a lot of different styles of music, which is like a tapestry of music. And so with that, then who I have sitting with me here now is Anwen Burgot, one of my symphonic chamber players from my advanced group. She shared a piece of music with me over a year ago that she was composing, and I thought, oh, neat, you know, and you need to listen to it. Okay, I will. And eventually I did, and you know, and it sounded really neat, but I didn't know when we'd be able to use it. I said, well, cool, I hope we can do that sometime, is what I said to her. And then this idea came, and then I thought, oh my goodness, we have a living youth orchestra composer right with us. And then it just flourished from there. We have another youth orchestra member named Connor Hogan, who wrote something for our Philharmonic Intermediate group. And then we also have one of our senior mentors, Justin Russell Jr. He also helps with our kids and plays bass and supports our symphony. And he wrote a piece for our beginner group called Inner Spirit, and it's been really neat for them to do some really neat things with their voices and with expression in music, just like we would when we talk about our inner spirit and our personality has all different facets to it. That's kind of what this music entails. And then lastly, which is kind of like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae, we have Mr. David Alderdice, who wrote a piece called Days 4 and 5 that will be playing as a group with all three of our orchestras, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, all at one time with David as our soloist and other friends of his that are coming in. And it's been fantastic to work with him. He's done all sorts of really wild and crazy things with the youth orchestra, and they are learning to understand rhythms and their pulse and how to put music together in a whole new way. It's been really great.
And then Anwen, let's talk about your piece that you wrote, and maybe talk to us about what inspired this piece for you.
This piece was inspired by my older sister, Aiden, who is going off to college this year. And the first part was me kind of realizing, okay, she's going off to college. And the last part I made so ridiculously hard. It feels like it understands how it feels with the sister going off to college, because I'm homeschooled and she's been my playmate because I have no other siblings.
So this is kind of like a little bit emotional of a time. Maybe you're kind of translating that through music.
Yes. Music has always been like an output for me. I've played piano for a very long time, and I would learn certain songs in minor keys, and I would play them as fast as I could if I was angry. And if I was sad, I'd just start crying and playing the piano. And so now that I've figured out, oh, I can put this in music, I can make other people feel this way too, it's just opened up like a whole new place for me to be and understand.
How long have you been playing piano, and do you play any other instruments?
Yes, so I've been playing piano ever since I was 4 years old, and I'm 14, so that's 10 years. I've been playing viola for almost 4 years, and I also play the flute and ukulele, harmonica, and a very exotic instrument called a marlin.
And what instruments are in your piece this evening?
This evening I am using the bass, cello, violins, violas, and there's two solo players from the cello and violin, one of which is my sister, and last-minute percussion.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm Corey Stanton, and you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I've been talking with director, conductor, Miss Debbie, and musician Anwen Burgot from the Valley Youth Orchestra. Here is an original piece titled Eclipse, composed by Anwen Borgo. That was an original piece titled Eclipse, composed by Valley Youth Orchestra musician Anwen Borgo. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I had the chance to speak with some of the young composers before their annual dinner concert a couple of weeks ago. Next, I spoke with youth musician Connor Hogan about his original piece, The Long Dark. Connor shared his inspiration and the evolution behind his piece.
It's inspired by a creator named Zach Hemsey. He makes music like this. Dare I say Hans Zimmer, but that's a little bit of a stretch. He uses the typical form that you'd use for epic music, epic sad music. There is a small solo in the middle, which was inspired by a creator that makes music for a YouTube channel, In a Nutshell is the channel's name, and he makes more upbeat music, so it's a little bit of a contrast in there.
What are you most excited about tonight?
Just everything. Basically, my solo, On Winds, which is another composer's piece, is quite interesting and really fun to play. Mine is a little bit weird to listen to, just because I've heard what I've written, I've revised it so many times, I can't hear it for what it is anymore. Instead, I listen for what I want to hear. Originally, it wasn't supposed to have a solo in it, and then I wrote a solo for violin. And then Miss Debbie, the conductor of the Valley Youth Orchestra, told me, make it for cello and play it. I can't do that. Well, I'm doing it, so.
I'm super excited to hear it, and we should probably let you go in there. So best of luck to you this evening, and thanks for taking the time to chat with KVNF.
Alrighty, thank you.
Here is Connor Hogan's original piece titled The Long Dark.
Thank you.
That was an original piece composed by Connor Hogan, who is a musician in the Valley Youth Orchestra. One of my favorite parts of this organization is that they put so much focus into mentoring. Here is Donna Littlefield, president of the Valley Youth Orchestra and longtime KVNF DJ, talking about their audition process and how they support their young musicians through mentorships.
So we have very kid-friendly auditions. They're held in August, generally speaking. Students go into a small room with three judges. That would be Debbie, our conductor, and then a couple of other players from the Valley Symphony. There's some nominal kinds of things that we ask the students to do, and they start right from the beginning learning how to audition. And so then they're growing up with that process. And, you know, so I think that that's really helpful. I think that it's pretty nominal what somebody needs to be able to do. They need to be able to read some music. There's a tutoring process that'll happen, so like the very inexperienced young players will have tape on their instruments and the numbers will be put on the notes so that they know, oh, this finger, that note and stuff. So even if they can't read music, they come up and will be able to be much more competent in music as they continue the process.
I just think that's great. It's kind of an open call for musicians that have a little experience and or, you know, want to continue to learn.
Right, so we'd like them to have a very basic level of understanding when they start in the concertino group, but they're supported throughout the process with the members of our organization as well as their instructor. So they also need to have a teacher. Many of the teachers in the area will also be part of our mentorship program. So there's a close relationship.
Great, and are those auditions held here in Delta? It's kind of yes. This year headquarters?
Yes, Delta is the center. We have our rehearsals here in Delta, and we'll play, although we have a Strings in Schools program, so the orchestra travels for a day from Ridgeway, Telluride, the North Fork Valley, Cedar Edge, and they'll play in front of the schools, also hoping to inspire budding musicians to come out and see what's possible.
Oh, that's so exciting. I've been speaking with Donna Littlefield at Delta High School today.
Glad to have you. So happy to have KVNF here to have a better picture about what it is we have to offer, because it's a pretty incredible program, truly.
That was Donna Littlefield, president of the Valley Youth Orchestra. Next, we'll hear from mentor Justin Russell. I asked Justin about his involvement with the Valley Youth Orchestra and about his original piece that he also conducted called Inner Spirit. Here's Justin.
I began playing with the Valley Symphony Orchestra about 5 years ago, and Debbie came to me and asked me to help out with the bass section, and I came and I started mentoring ever since.
What's your favorite part of mentoring, and what ages are you mentoring?
I mentor all age groups, and I just love being able to work with the kids and help teach them intonation and be that solid foundation for them in the bass section.
Talk to me about the piece that you're conducting this evening.
Well, this piece that I'm conducting is called Inner Spirit, and it represents the inner spirit within each person, individual, particularly the kids. And what's the primary feature of the piece is the kids are going to be humming at certain points, and that helps teach them intonation, because everything starts from the mind, even your notes and your intonation. So they have to be able to internalize that stuff within their spirit, and because music is the combination of mind, body, and soul. So that's supposed to teach them, you know, how to use their mind and things like that for intonation and all that stuff.
Very cool. Well, a couple of the kids said it was their favorite piece, so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Talk to me about those moments when you're conducting where everybody is just getting it. What does that feel like for you?
Well, for me, that's just when everybody's hit that trance, that flow, that just there's no mechanical issues. People are just enjoying themselves and letting the music flow out from their spirit, from their inner spirit, and it comes out and people are just enjoying themselves. So it's almost like a trance, it feels like, and you're just enjoying it.
What are you thinking about when you're playing?
Well, I'm not thinking. I'm just being. You know, I'm being with the music. And if you think too hard, then those thoughts will get in the way of your performing. You reach a part where you're at no mind. They call that in the martial arts. It's called no mind, where you're not thinking. You're just being right in the moment. And that's what also I'm trying to teach the kids. Just be here now in the moment.
That was Justin Russell, mentor and composer for the Valley Youth Orchestra. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Now we'll hear from two of the youngest musicians in the Valley Youth Orchestra.
My name is Corey, and what's your name?
Petra.
Petra. Petra, how old are you?
6.
And what's your name?
Jasper.
And how old are you?
7.
6 and 7, and brother and sister. And what instrument do you play?
Violin.
How long have you played the violin?
Since I was 4 up to when I'm 6.
Wow, and do you want to play for many more years?
Yeah, I want to be a teacher like Miss Debbie.
That's sweet. I think you will, too, someday.
Would you enjoy teaching kids music?
Yeah.
And so what instrument do you play, Jasper?
Cello.
And for how long? For how many years?
Well, I kind of don't know.
Probably a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
I love your bow tie. It's got a bunch of music notes on it, and it matches Petra's headband. Who made those for you?
Thank you. Mommy?
What's your favorite part of performing?
Playing the cello.
Just playing and just enjoying the music?
Yeah, and also sometimes on finger one, long on the cello, I like to do vibrato.
Awesome. Can you name a couple of your favorite songs or couple favorite pieces you're performing in tonight?
Well, I like the song Canyon Sunset, and also I like Justin's piece.
Inner Spirit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Inner Spirit.
Awesome. What are your favorite pieces tonight?
I like Days 4 and 5 and Inner Spirit, like Jasper.
What's your favorite part of Inner Spirit?
My favorite part in... Well, I like actually all the parts in Inner Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mostly like the beginning part of Inner Spirit.
Any other instruments that you would like to learn how to play?
We also play the piano. Sardis is still trying to play the piano and the tiny violin.
Well, I would like to learn how to play the trumpet.
Very cool. Well, thank you both, and I can't wait to see you perform. And anything else you want to say about music or Miss Debbie?
I like Miss Debbie because she also teaches me lots. And always when I do good on a song, she gives me new songs. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. I like Miss Martha because every time I come to do my lesson, she diggles me.
Fine. Okay, well, what do you say in music?
Sometimes you say break a leg, but I'm not sure why, because, you know, I don't know why we'd want to break a leg or break a string. So we're just going to say, as one of our songs, olé.
Can we all do olé?
Yes, let's
at
do it.
The one,
two, three. Olé! Olé!
That was Petra and Jasper, two of the youngest musicians in the Youth Valley Orchestra. Special thanks to Sean Salas for recording and providing the audio from the concert. You've been listening to Talkin' Music. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton. We'll go out on Justin Russell's original piece, Inner Spirit. Thank you for listening.